Are you ready for some balls deep action? Looking for the triple X factors of your missus' menstrual cycle?
Oh, yeah.
Well, get ready for an El Mustachio ride in your end zone. Sit back, relax, grab a bag of spicy meatballs, and slather them with some Tottenham Hotspur. From Flying Piggy Studios, it's the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. Here are your hosts, Jesse and Eliseo.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. And thank you, Esteban, for that lovely introduction song. He's channeling his inner Marvin Gaye, don't you think?
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. That's what that sounded like. In a weird way.
Yeah, it was, you know, he did that opening song for us. We're in a fantasy football league with him. And all those crazy names you hear in there actually are fantasy football names. And if you go to ballsdeepfantasy.com, you can check out the website. It's a work in progress, but it's up there with all of our faces on it. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jesse. This is Eliseo.
What's up, guys? Good to be back. It was a great week, and let's see what next week has in store.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about all the games from this week. Not all of them, a couple of them. And we're going to go into some waiver wire pickups, some injury news, all the good stuff to get you and your fantasy team going for week four. Let's get into it. So we had the Jets versus the Colts.
Yeah, the only thing I can say about that is the Colts defense was rocking. I think they got two pick sixes in that game. And I'm in different leagues, and I noticed that they were definitely a good defense to stream. I mean, I knew that going in, but that definitely happened. And I think most, if not all, of the leagues that I play where nobody had them, and they got picked up this week. And I did in one league, and I couldn't in the other. They were gone. So it was a good move. If you did it, you did good, and hopefully you won. If it was close, that probably pushed you over the edge.
Hey, I know that they got 27 points because I was playing against them in our main league over there. So, yeah, they rocked it. You know, the Jets, they just suck.
Yeah, there's... I think their coach might be getting fired. I mean, that's one of the things people were talking about. I don't know if it's... I mean, it's just a rumor at this point, but it's something that might be happening soon.
Who knows? Most people on this planet would have fired the coach already.
So. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Wish him well, but he's just not good at what he does. He'll be okay, though.
Maybe they'll pull out a win. We'll see. We had 49ers, 36, Giants, 9, another destroying by the Niners who, you know, they don't have anybody on their team.
What does that say about the Giants? You know, like, if you're a Giants fan, like, maybe don't be a Giants fan. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, because the fact that the 49ers are pulling guys off the street to play, it seems like, and still get this 36-9 win over the Giants, that is rough.
I mean, if you're a New York fan, New York Jets, Giants,
if you're a New York fan, you're in trouble. It's not a good time to be a football fan in New York, unless you're talking about Buffalo, but that's later.
We had the first tie in the NFL this week. The Bengals versus the Eagles tied at 23 points. Did you see the overtime? What was going on over there?
Did you see the game? What was going on over there? Like, the whole game. It's really sad to be an Eagles fan also, because I feel like the Eagles had a lot of expectations and, you know, Carson Wentz is healthy. This is our year. And, oh, man, oh, we're starting to lose some receivers. Oh, man, we lost some linemen. Oh, man. Like, those guys cannot stay healthy. But it's, you know, it sucks. Like, Carson Wentz is in trouble. Like, you know, he's getting hit a lot, and his receivers are going down. But still, I feel like if he's as good as everybody always said he was, like, he was his first season, even his second season, but now I feel like he's just not good. Or maybe he's been beaten to the point where now he's just playing scared, and then, you know.
Hey, I mean, there is something going on over there in Philly for sure. But you know what? What I didn't like was that they basically gave up at the end. You know, they said, oh, it's fourth down. There's, what, 23 seconds left or whatever it was in the fourth quarter. I mean, the overtime quarter. And, you know, we're just going to punt it. We're just going to take the tie. Who takes the tie?
Come yeah. On. Yeah, it's like they should have, like anybody would go for, like, one last Hail Mary, you know? So, yeah, that was a weird call for sure. But I think on the other side, the Bengals have a lot, the Bengal fans and the team have a lot to look forward to with that quarterback, Joe Burrow. I think he's doing good. I think his team isn't great. And he's getting, like, hit a lot also. And it's scary because he's new and you don't want to get that guy hurt because he's going to be your franchise, you know? So they got some things to work out over there. But it is good to see that that guy is slowly going to be getting better and better. It's just I hope they can protect him.
Yeah, he's definitely looking good. We got Rams 32, Bills 35. Man, that was, they were up, what, the Bills were up 28-3 or something like
something
that.
Something crazy like that, yeah.
And the Rams almost came back. It would have been the third biggest, yeah, comeback in the history of the NFL.
Let me tell you why this game bothered me so much. Well, I thought that the Rams were going to do a lot better from the beginning, and then they started catching up, which is great because it makes it a better game. However, I was playing against Missy in our fantasy league, and she has Cooper Kupp. And I was great for a while because he had, like, I don't know, he had less than 5 points forever. And then when they started their comeback, he just exploded and totally kicked my ass. So I wasn't a fan of that particular thing that happened.
That's fantasy for you. Let me tell you, I lost by 1 point this past week. You know, we were watching the game together. Lastly, we have Packers 37. Saints lose again with 30 points.
Yeah, they are not looking good. They're supposed to be like Super Bowl contenders. And, man, they are not looking smooth. Drew Brees is looking kind of old. Like, and I know his main receiver is gone, but you think that that team has a lot more, like they could do a lot better even with that one receiver out, but it is not looking good for the Saints this year. I still believe they can get it together. It's just maybe they're just having a really rough start. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is, but also their defense. I thought that defense was going to be, I don't know, a lot better. They're just not gelling right now over there in New Orleans right now.
You know what happened? Yeah, Drew Brees is not throwing the ball deep at all. He threw 14 targets, 13 receptions to Kamara. He just basically said, here, you take over the team and just do what you're going to do. So they need Michael Thomas back, I think, if anything.
And on the other side of that, those Packers receivers, well, one, with Devontae Adams out, it wasn't sure if those other guys were going to step up or not because last year they sure didn't. But this year, Lazard, man. That guy is definitely, he's getting it together and he's stepping up and being the receiver that they hoped that he could be. He wasn't last year. I remember because I picked him up at some point hoping that he was going to do okay and he did not. He was non-existent. So it's glad to see that that young kid's going to, you know, get it together. And
you know who is still airing the ball out? Aaron.
He definitely is airing the ball out. And he's doing a great job. And those Packers are looking good, man. They're looking tough and they're looking like they're going to make a strong run.
Go, Pack, go. All right. And now on to our injury report.
Oh, son of a. That's going to leave a mark.
A lot of marks to be left again this week.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. Let's go through this real quick here. We got Chris Godwin, hamstring injury.
Wait. Let's stop right there already. Chris Godwin, the guy who I thought would be my go-to number one receiver this year, got hurt again. This is the second injury in 3 weeks for Chris Godwin. And he did okay while he was in the game, but and he limped off with now what is a hamstring injury. I guess he's day-to-day, so that's very uninspiring.
Yeah, we don't know how he's going, if he's going to play. I'm looking over here, and he's not even one of the top 25 wide receivers.
Yeah,
right
no,
now.
He hasn't, well, you know, he missed a game. He got hurt in the first game where he did okay. he missed a game, and then he left early in this one. So things not going well for Chris Godwin or my fantasy team.
A big one, Chris Carson, sprained knee. You saw how that happened, right? That guy just kind of, you know, alligator rolled him with his leg attached to his
head. Yeah, that was really crappy, man. That guy needs to be suspended and fined, because it's like at the end of the game, at the end of the day, it's a game. And I know that it's like real life for them. That's how they make their living. But that's exactly what you have to think about if you're a defender or whoever you are. It doesn't matter who you are. That was a dirty play. And at the end of the day, you are going after somebody that is essentially doing the same thing that you are, is playing a game, and that's your job, and that's your well-being, and that's all that stuff. So hopefully there are some repercussions for that, because that was dirty and shouldn't do that to anybody. Like, why be mean-spirited, you know?
Yeah, that was pretty messed up. But good news is that it doesn't look like there's any, big injury to the knee, so he actually might even play this week. We're still waiting to hear on that. Tariq Cohen, knee... suspected ACL tear. They're not sure yet, but it does not look good for him. Looks good for Montgomery moving forward.
I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say about Montgomery. I'm not sold on Montgomery yet, but definitely terrible for Cohen and the Bears.
Dallas Goedert, ankle, expected to miss some time over there. You think Zach Ertz is going to have more touches now?
Oh, I'm sure he will. It's really sad for Goddard, because he was coming up real nice this year. And I don't know. He might have overtaken Ertz this year. I don't know how long he's going to be out. Hopefully not long, because he had a lot of potential this year.
Yeah. The Eagles are the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Russell Gage, concussion.
That's another guy who was coming up big this year. And so it's sad to see that. Hopefully, he'll get through the protocol and he'll be okay. Luckily, it's not anything, you know, long-term, serious hamstring, knees, ankles, you know, it's nothing like that. So hopefully he'll be back in there soon.
And Deontay Johnson, who I had on one of my teams, also concussion, got me 0 points, happened early in the game. Let's hope he can come back and have a good week 4 for me. Then you got John Brown with a calf. Not sure how serious that injury is. You got Jordan Reed with the knee. Jordan Reed, man, the backup to Kittle. What's going on over there in San Francisco?
Jordan Reed, just when he made you remember that he was still playing in the NFL, is right around, of course, when he gets hurt again. It really sucks to see that, man, because, like I said, I was like, when he caught that touchdown, I was like, oh, right, Jordan Reed. Everybody, I'm sure, forgot all about him. So it was nice to see him doing well. And you think, well, like, oh, he made it through a game and he did really well and he didn't get hurt. And then, of course, he gets hurt.
And so the backup, if Kittle's out and Reed doesn't play, which I believe one of them's going to play this week. Personally, I think one of them's going to be healthy enough. You got Ross Dwelly or Charles Warner. I don't know who they are, but are you going to pick him up as your tight end?
I mean, somebody's got to score some points for San Francisco. I mean, like we talked about before, it's like their team is non-existent. Like, they're all dropping like flies. So somebody's got to catch the ball. So I would figure that one of those, I mean, I don't know which one of those guys, but I would figure that one of them would, you know, step it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them to put on my fantasy team, but if you really, really need someone that bad.
I mean, if you're in a really large, like 14 team league or something, and you need somebody, then I mean, flyer it up, you know, why not?
That's true. Like you said, they got to pass the ball to someone. Finally, Michael Pittman Jr., ankle injury. And then, of course, you have all of those that are still out. We're not sure on the status of a lot of these ones, but you got Christian McCaffrey with a high ankle sprain, Drew Locke with the sprained AC joint, Mostert, another sprained MCL, Garoppolo, high ankle sprain, Davante Adams with the hamstring. Hopefully he's back. Tyrod Taylor punctured his lung by the team doctor. That was insane.
That's special.
His chest, I think he's going to be out for a while. Herbert's, you know, he's not playing bad for a rookie. He's not also not playing good for a rookie. So we'll see what happens there. And then Paris Campbell with the knee over there. Yeah, a lot of injuries. It's, you know, 4 weeks of preseason. I feel like this is kind of preseason going on right now.
Yeah, and one more week, so brace yourselves. Hopefully nothing else will matter. Hopefully everything is done. I mean, there's always some injuries, but there has been a lot. Yeah, exactly how it would be in the preseason. So brace yourselves, fantasy goers, footballers, because it could get ugly for one more week. Hopefully not.
And the news that just broke today, the Tennessee Titans had eight people, five, only three players, five, you know, team facility people test positive for COVID. Them and the Minnesota Vikings are not practicing. No one's in the facility for the Titans until Saturday. For the Vikings, they got to wait till the results come back. What do you think? Are we going to have games? Is COVID actually going to start to take over now?
Oh, man, this is terrible news for everyone, for anybody involved in the league in any way, players, coaches, all that stuff, fans, and just it's terrible, man. It's not great. Hopefully they caught those people and didn't get spread anymore. It's terrible to see that. Not just, you know, to keep games going, but just for the world. I hope everybody's okay, and hopefully it stops there, you know?
Yeah, we want football, and we want everyone to be safe and stay safe, but do what you got to do to give us football, please. No more COVID. Get it out of there. All right, moving on to the waiver wire pickups of the week.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
money. Yeah, time for the waiver wire pickups. So we got Justin Jefferson from the Vikings, got 24 points. He was 7 of 9 for 175 and one touchdown. What do you think? Are you picking him up this week?
I think he took all of my Adam Thielen points is what I think. But they are in desperate need of a wide receiver two over there. Maybe he just became their number one, dropping Thielen back down. I don't know. But yeah, if you need a receiver, he's definitely a good one to pick up.
Miles Gaskin, running back, Dolphins. Now, he only got 8 points this week, and he hasn't been doing great for the season, but he got 22 touches for 66 yards and 5 for 5 through the air, 29 yards. He's getting the production. Are you going to pick him up?
Well, he's not getting the production. He's getting a lot of opportunity, but he's not getting the production. So unless you're really desperate for a starting running back, then I wouldn't really look his way, because he's still on the Miami Dolphins, which isn't great. So, for example, Le'Veon Bell. He's one of the best backs we've seen, you know, over the past few years. But he was doing really well when he was on a good team. Now that he's not on a good team, he's still a good running back that isn't getting it done because of the team. So that's the same thing here. We don't really know. We can't even tell how good or not good Miles Gaskin could or could not be because the team's no good. So again, if you're desperate for a running back, go for it. But if you're not, I would pass.
I agree. I'm going to stay away. Stay away from Miami at all costs. Just like the Jets, I don't want them on my team. All right, we got Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, 49ers, 16 points on the week. He finally showed up. I think he definitely should be an ad this week.
Yeah, I agree. Again, they have to throw to somebody. So there's a receiver there, and he's still healthy.
Debo Samuel's out. Yeah, that's a good
so,
one.
Yeah, he's a good one.
And another one, Alan Lazard. We talked about him earlier. 21 points, 6 for 8, 146 yards and a touchdown.
Again, this guy finally showed up. I think they've been waiting for him to start showing that he can do this. And luckily they stuck with him. And now he's actually doing his job. He's doing great. So good for him. It was always like him or Valdez Scantling. And it was always a toss-up. Who's going to do better this week? No, this guy. No, this guy. And just from this past weekend, Valdez Scantling kept dropping balls that were hitting him directly in the hands. You can't do that in the NFL, you know? So good for Lazard. And if you're going to pick up one of those two guys, go for Lazard. If he's still available, he might not even be available anymore.
Yeah, Lazard should be on your radar for sure. T. Higgins, wide receiver, Bengals, 16 points. There's a lot of Bengals activity, even though they've been losing. What do you think about this T. Higgins?
Bengals is another team that Oh man, I know they have a lot of names on there. There's a lot of talent, and I don't know why they're just not gelling either. You know, they're not getting it together, man. So like, you have Boyd, you have Green, Mixon. The quarterback's doing good. Is it the line? What's the problem there?
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. But, you know, the thing with Higgins here is he got 9 targets. He did get 9 targets, but he only got 40 yards. He got 2 touchdowns. That's really what put him in the points that he has right there. So I wouldn't trust him in the long
run. Yeah, I would stay away. I think it's like a fluke kind of a week. Like, oh, yeah. If he shows that he does the same in the next week, 2 weeks, then I would say okay. But for now, it's just like one of those, you know, random things that happens.
Hey, if he gets 2 touchdowns next week, maybe you should pick him up, you know, but I don't think that's going to happen. Carlos Hyde, running back for the Seahawks. You know, Chris Carson, we talked about it earlier. He may or may not play this week. Carlos Hyde, he only got 2 points. He only had 4 touches, but, I mean, do you pick him up?
Yes, you do. I think, for me, it would be Alan Lazard or Carlos Hyde would probably be the number one ads this week.
But Lazard is an ad for the season, and Carlos Hyde would be an immediate ad.
Well, it's still a small sample with Lazard, so he could not, you know, he is an ad for the season, but he could still tank. Like, what if Adams comes back and he tanks? I mean, this is like for now. There's a lot of injuries, and I think people need players right now. So it's like, who do you need now? And I think Lazard and Carlos Hyde would be my number one pickups for this week because those are the ones that I would imagine would get more production immediately. Carlos Hyde might be shorter. It might be only 1 week. It might be 2 weeks. You know, we don't know depending on the injury.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Jeff Wilson Jr., running back 49ers, 18 points this week, 12 for 15, 1 touchdown. Also, 3 out of 3 for 54 yards through the air and another touchdown. So do you pick up Jeff Wilson or do you pick up Carlos Hyde?
It depends on your expectation. If you need somebody while somebody comes back from the injured list or whatever, like if you need somebody now, I think you're probably, I think Carlos Hyde is, he's the only one there. He's going to get more, you know, and like in San Francisco, it's Wilson and it's McKinnon. So
and
that's
Coleman
like
Coleman might be back.
Yeah. So I would say Carlos Hyde, knowing also that it might not, I mean, none of these except
or
maybe Lazard.
Mostert might be back. I don't know. One of them's hurt.
Yeah, somebody will be back. So if you're expecting production for like a week, maybe 2 weeks, I mean, that's what you're going to get from these guys, you know? So, I mean, it's pick your poison, man.
Yeah, I like Justin Jefferson. I like Alan Lazard. I like Jeff Wilson over Carlos Hyde. But they're both good choices. All right, moving on to the top fantasy players of the week.
Awesome!
These guys were awesome this week.
Especially this first one, Russell Wilson. 43 points, 215 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns. Man, that's good. You know, he's on pace for 75 touchdowns for the season.
That is insane.
That is ridiculous.
That cannot keep that cannot keep going. But if it did, oh man, that would be...
I don't even know what to say for that. I mean, talk about MVP. I think he'll get it at that point, you know?
Yeah. He's rocking it this year.
If you got Russ on your team, you do not have to worry about setting your quarterback lineup for the rest of the season. You know that you are never taking him out ever again.
Yeah.
He actually, you know, he played on Monday night, right? Yeah, so I believe that... No, he didn't play on Monday night. Russ was not the number one. You know who the number one was? It was that guy from the Chiefs.
Oh, you're right.
Yep. That guy from the Chiefs. He got 49 points, I believe. So we set up the show notes here before the Monday night game. And, you know,
that's right. We forgot
Mahomes
all about the crazy Patrick Mahomes outing.
Yeah, he had a ridiculous outing on Monday Night Football.
You know
this week.
That was unexpected, even for Pat Mahomes, because I thought the Ravens were going to put up more of a front, and they did not. Man, did they disappoint. I was expecting such a good game, and it was kind of a disappointment. For a while there towards the end, they came back and were within one score, you know, within a touchdown or something. But man, oh man, they struggled the whole game. They could not stop Patrick Mahomes at all.
Yeah, Kansas City really turned it up for that game. So we really want to talk about Russ because, I mean, Russ got five TDs. Pat Mahomes got 385 yards, four touchdowns. He also had 26 yards rushing and another touchdown. So he got five just in a different way. But either of those guys, man, you got to, you know, you're sitting pretty right now if you got those on your roster. Also, Josh Allen. I just want to throw out a little, you know, shout out to Josh Allen, who's having a wonderful beginning of the season right there. All right, moving on to wide receiver. We have Tyler Lockett, 29 points, 9 for 13, 100 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
That's pretty good, man. I mean, again, when you have Russ cooking, you just, you know, he's serving him up, and Lockett's bringing him down, so... There's a lot of that. And you know what? Metcalf should have probably done a lot better, too, if it wasn't for the little mishap he had. That early celebration. And that's what you get, man. You should never celebrate before you cross that line.
Just get the touchdown, then do your celebration. And it's these people getting a little bit too cocky. I love Metcalf, but he was definitely too cocky right there. All right. We have Alvin Kamara, running back. 31 points. This is what I was saying earlier. I mean, Drew Brees just said, here's the ball. He only had 6 rushes for 58 yards, but he had 13 catches out of 14 targets for 139 yards and 2 TDs. And they weren't bombs, you know. He just dropped
no,
it off.
No, of course so not, yeah.
He let him do all the work.
Yeah, well, with his big target still gone, I think that's going to happen more and more. We all expected Sanders to step up a little bit, and... He finally kind of did this week, but not enough. Or maybe Drew Brees doesn't trust him. I don't know what the deal is there. But yeah, no, it's all Kamara. I mean, they know what they have in Kamara, so why not?
And Jimmy Graham, tight end. Jimmy Graham was the number one tight end of the week. He had 18 points, 6 for 10 for 60 yards, and the 2 touchdowns is what really got him.
You know what? It's good to see Jimmy Graham. I always liked him, but I feel like after he left the Saints, it was... He just wasn't the same anywhere else. I don't know if it was injuries or just the team dynamic, just how they play. So it's good to see him back up on the board.
Maybe he's just getting old.
Well, and that, yes.
And then we had kicker Stephen Gostkowski had 25 points against the Vikings.
He made up for the week before where he missed a bunch of, I forget how many kicks he missed, but he missed a bunch at the beginning of last week.
That's definitely a comeback right there. 25 points.
Well, yeah, this time he hit like 5, right? And some extra points. And
yeah, I think he had like 4 that were over 40 yards or something crazy like that. And then, of course, the defense we talked about briefly earlier, the Colts with 27 points against the Jets. 2 pick sixes, I believe.
Yeah, 2 pick sixes. A great outing by the Indy defense, but also... if you need a streaming defense, just find whoever's playing the Jets.
The Jets, yeah.
And even if they don't get you 27 points, they'll definitely get you a good amount of points. Double digits for sure.
Oh, everybody play everybody against the Jets for the whole year, and you might win your fantasy.
You know, there's always been a team that you always target, or I feel like people target, like, oh, they're playing against this team, so they're going to score a lot of points, whether it's any position. Defenses included, everything. It's like, oh, who do you want to target? And I feel like this year there's more than one. You know, like usually there's a
couple, yeah.
And now it's like, oh, the Jets, the Giants, Miami. Like it's just, you know, even Washington. And some of them have a good, you know, defensive line or whatever, but not a complete defense. So there's holes all over the place with, you know, yeah, there's just a lot of them out there this time around.
But you can't go wrong with the Jets. All right, moving on to faceplant of the week.
You blew it!
So this is the segment where I give you two names and you let me know which one was the faceplant of the week.
All right, hit me.
So we have David Montgomery, who got a total of 4 points this week.
Ah, oh, sweet.
You didn't draft him for that. And you have Odell Beckham, who gave you a whopping 5 points.
And you definitely didn't draft him for that.
So, who's the faceplant of the week?
Okay, well, let's see. This is a tough one because both of these guys haven't been doing great And they didn't do great last year either. So this is actually a pretty good little matchup. But one of them was way worse than the other. And to tell you what I think, Jesse, I'm going to need you to ask me about something.
I think I'm supposed to ask you what was wrong with the bed, right?
Yeah. So I'll tell you. Ask me. Go ahead, ask me.
So what's wrong with the bed?
Odell Beckham shat the bed. That's what's wrong with the bed. So this week's face plant of the week was Odell Beckham with that gnarly, gnarly thing that he did all over the bed.
Ooh, you suck.
What a disappointment, man. This guy went in sometimes the first round, sometimes the second round, but really early on, and he's just not doing it. And he had a decent week last week when he finally, you know, got on the board. But I think, was that last week?
It was last week.
And I think people were like, oh, finally, we're getting somewhere with him. Like, this is going to happen. He's back. But I just don't think that Baker is going to be able to do it.
Yeah, there's some issues over there. You know, we're going to talk about Odell a little bit later because he's on my fantasy team. And
good for you.
And I kind of believe in him. I kind of don't, but we'll see what happens. Odell Beckham, face plant of the week.
You blew it!
You certainly did. All right, moving on to the week 4 matchups. We're going to talk about a couple matchups this week 4 right here briefly. So we have the Saints versus the Lions, and the Saints have lost the last two to the Raiders and to Green Bay. Are the Lions going to beat them?
You know what? No, I have faith. I'm going to go with the Saints. I think they can do it. I think Kamara is going to be, you know, Kamara again, and I think the Saints are going to get it done.
I agree. I think the Saints are going to, they're tired of losing. They're going to not only win, but I think they're going to win by quite a bit. Seahawks versus Dolphins.
I mean, who are we kidding here?
Yeah, who's, you know,
all the way.
But my question to you is, can Russ get 6 TDs?
He can, but he won't, because they're going to be up by so much that they're just going to run the ball, you know?
I agree. Definitely agree. Chris Carson or Carlos Hyde. We talked about him earlier. Maybe you should pick him up this week. We'll see. Patriots versus Chiefs. Patriots, you know, they are looking okay, but the Chiefs are looking stellar.
The Chiefs just destroyed the Ravens, who I thought were going to be able to put up a fight. No contest here. The Patriots aren't going to be able to do anything about this.
Raiders versus Bills. The Raiders, you know, they
upset the Saints.
They did. And then
but they looked terrible against
the
New
Patriots.
England.
Yeah, they had good offense. It wasn't great offense, but you know, Carr threw
for... No. I disagree. I think that the defense was keeping them in the game, and the offense could not produce in the first half at all. And then they finally kind of got going in the second half, but it wasn't enough to come back. So I think their defense was holding them in that game, and the offense is what needs a spanking.
And the Bills are 3-0.
And the Bills are rocking everybody's world. So unfortunately, as a Raider fan, I'm going to have to say that the Bills are going to take this one.
You know, I agree with you. I hope that the Raiders win. I really do. But the odds are not in their favor. Falcons versus Packers. Now, the Packers, we know, can score a lot of points. The Falcons, we know, can score a lot of points. So should the Packers get up early so the Falcons actually don't have a lead and they can't blow it? Is that the secret to beating them?
Man, you know what? I have no idea. I think this is going to be a shootout. This is going to be a high-scoring game. But Falcons just can't close a game. So this is going to be Packers, not necessarily by a lot, but the Packers are definitely going to win this one.
You know what? If you guys are bettors out there, bet the over. Bet the over.
Definitely bet the over on this one.
All right. Moving on to matchup picks from last week and the new ones from this week. So we are in a fantasy football league.
Balls Deep Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, ballsdeepfantasy.com. There's no reason for you to go there because it's just our website. But if you'd like to check it out, go ahead. The podcast is also on there. So we pick the winning teams, or the teams we think are going to win for the week. And let's see how we did last week. So we have Flying Piggies versus X Factor. I lost by one freaking point.
Let's talk about how every matchup, well, not every matchup, but a lot of the matchups were literally down to the wire to the very last game, and three out of the four contests could have very easily been ties. And that would have been just hilarious. And I know a lot of leagues don't do ties. We do because we think it's funny for some reason.
We don't do fractionated points. Yeah, it makes it a little bit more interesting.
And we've only had a handful of ties in the past, but like it was so close this week that six of the teams actually almost tied. So that would have been really funny. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, and there was two that were just off by a point.
I think there was a point where yeah, two games were tied for a very long period of time, and the other one was 1 point away or something.
It was like one more catch at the end of the game, and then that decided.
Well, that's what happened to me. Yeah, one catch. That's what it came down to. We both picked me, and I lost. So we're both 0-1 on that one right there.
I think that's like two weeks in a row that I've picked you, and you've disappointed me, so I think I'm going to stop with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop. Because I'm going to win. Coming on Yaha versus El Mustachios. Coming on Yaha 129 to 112. One of the highest scoring games of the week. Second highest scoring, actually. We both picked Coming on Yaha. And he won.
And he won. Yep.
We got you, yourself. You know, let me go back to Coming on Yaha. He has like 12 people from the Chiefs over there, and that's the only reason he won is because of that game where they destroyed Baltimore. So, you know, I'll give him props right now for picking 12 Kansas City Chiefs. If they all get COVID, I'm going to take those props away. So we'll see what happens. In your end zone, 101, Missy's menstrual cycle, 132.
Yeah, that one hurt. I benched Tom Brady because of his awesome week two performance. And put in Gardner Minshew. I believed in it, man. I believed all the hype.
I was into the Minshew mania.
I was like, it's happening. And Ryan, it's like, this is a thing. He's gonna continue to like do awesome and be good, and he's gonna score me. And the matchup seemed like it was easy. So I was like, oh man, no contest. Like I've got this, no problem. 5 points. You got me 5 points.
Yeah,
and really, even if I had played Brady, I would have lost. But that's just you can't make those kind of calls, you know. Like that's just I don't think it was a bad call on my part, but I think it was just like you made a kind of a bad choice based on the odds. I thought it was a good call, and it's just one of those things that happens. But it's embarrassing. Don't try this at home.
Am I reading this correct? I picked you to win, and you picked Missy to win.
No, I picked myself to win. Of course not.
That's interesting. Okay, we'll have to run that back.
We both picked me to win.
Okay.
Last week. Yeah.
Okay. So both picked you to win and you lost.
And I lost.
There you go. So and then we have Spicy Pitos 135, Tottenham Hotspurs 136, another 1 point game, although the highest scoring game of the week. And I picked Tottenham, you picked Spicy, and I got the win there.
Yeah, another close one. It was it's fun to listen to people in the, you know, on our thread going back and forth about how ridiculous everything is, but it's still fun and we still like it.
Yeah, we love it. So we're both 7-12 for the season. We're still tied. Let's pick these new matchups for the week, and we'll check them again next week. So first up we have myself, Flying Piggies, versus the X. No, that's last week. I'm playing Coming on Yaha this week. So is it me or Brandon?
Yeah, I'm done with you, so I'm going to go with Brandon. Coming on Yaha for the win this week against Flying Piggies.
Coming on Yaha!
You know, he's got a good team, but I am not going to bet against myself just yet. I'm going to go with Flying Piggies for the win on this one. Next up, X Factor versus yourself in your end zone.
Yeah, I think big comeback week this week for in your end zone, and I'm going to embarrass the non-factor.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and pick you this time.
Yeah.
I hate rooting for you, but, you know, I think you're going to win. I think you got a better team this week, so in your end zone.
And every week.
El Mustachios versus Tottenham Hotspurs. You got Stubbs versus Holly. And you know what? Let me look at these teams one more time here.
I am going to go with El Mustachios. Yeah. On paper, technically, I guess, Tottenham Hotspurs is supposed to be better this week, just by a little bit. But I think that Kamara is going to explode all over Detroit. And so I think that's why it's going to give them the edge. So I'm going to go with the El Mustachios.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Holly's projected to win, but I think that Stubbs is going to pull it out. So El Mustachios for me as well. And then we got Spicy Pedos versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle.
I'm taking Menstrual Cycle time. So
me too. She's got Metcalf. She's got Lamar. She's got, you know, Cooper Kupp who showed up. Nick Chubb is just killing it right over there in Cleveland because Odell's not catching the ball. So, you know, I'm going to go with Missy as well. So it looks like we have the same picks there except for my game. And we'll see what happens next week on that. All right. And now for our final segment, it is Balls to the Wall.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we pick one player that is going to go balls to the wall this week. But let's look at last week first. We had your pick, which was Jerick McKinnon. You said he was going to get 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. He got 38 yards on the ground and a touchdown and 39 yards through the air. So you were...
I missed it by a touchdown and like 40 yards?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Okay, so I came up short.
A little bit short. I mean...
You can thank Wilson for that, vulturing all those touchdowns.
That is true.
So, I... Yeah, okay.
I picked Kyler Murray. I thought this was his breakout game. And I said he was going to go for 300 yards through the air with 2 touchdowns and 50 yards on the ground with another touchdown. And you know what? He didn't quite get there, but he had 270 yards through the air with 2 touchdowns and 29 yards on the ground with another touchdown. So it was pretty damn
pretty
close.
I'll give it to you. I'll give this week to you. That was closer than what I got, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we do it over here. All right, picking for week 4, who do you have as your balls to the wall player this week?
You know what? I, surprisingly, am going to run it back. I'm trying not to pick anybody who's like too obvious. Like, I think, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to go off and have a, you know, great game. And like, I think that Aaron Jones is also going to, or Kamara, like those guys, it's obvious. So I was trying to pick somebody who's not obvious. And I'm going to run it back with Jerick McKinnon again. And I think that the difference this week is going to be... Let me tell you why. The difference this week is that he's going to have... He's playing Philadelphia. And those guys look terrible. So I think that even if he's at the 40-yard line, 50-yard line, whatever, he's going to be able to like create some room and shoot those gaps real hard and run for like a 50-yard touchdown. I think that's the difference is they're not... They might have some, you know, goal line situations and Wilson will come in and take over again. But I think that the Philadelphia, like their D line is going to just, you know, not do well. They're going to have a horrible game just like they have been. And McKinnon is going to like break through and have some long runs for some long yards. So I'm going to do the same thing again. 100 total yards and 2 touchdowns. Jerick McKinnon again, running it back.
All right. I'm not, you know, that's... Picking the same pick, but you know, I like that. 49ers, obviously, they have the running game down. We'll just see how much Wilson is involved in that. I'm going to go with, we talked about this guy earlier, and he was actually our face plant of the week. I'm going with Odell Beckham this week. Let me tell you why here. Let me tell you why. I know he hasn't
You're
been doing...
You're lucky I don't have sound effects over here.
You know, let me tell you something. He has a chance this week, okay? I think he's going to go with for 6 receptions, 84 yards, and 2 touchdowns. This is the week that he is going to make it happen.
This is the week. This is the week, guys. Everybody listening, this is the week.
I mean, the reason is they're playing the Cowboys, all right? And the Cowboys are going to be up on them, I believe. So they can only run the ball so much. They got to air it out to somebody. Someone's going to have to do some catching. Even if it's garbage time, I think he can go with 84 yards. I didn't even give him 100, but two touchdowns right there.
I disagree. I don't think they're going to be able to air it out at all. So good luck with that.
Those are the balls to the wall for week four. Get those guys because they are going crazy this week. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening here at the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. And remember, don't be fools like us.
That'll do, pig.